You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome on to yet another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. I have to chuckle, Lindsay. I mentioned in the last episode that we hadn't spoken about math for a while, and all of a sudden, two math questions back to back. This one from Cecilia. Cecilia's really struggling on the math. Said, I completed my second math test and was terribly disappointed. The results were worse than the first 5K. I still can only run 40 or 50 steps before the heart rate range indicates that I have to walk again. My overall pace for the test and training jog walks is still slower than a normal walk. The only heart rate improvement I've seen is my resting heart rate that's dropping. I'm not sure math is the reason though. Every run I return home feeling frustrated and like I haven't worked out. Running is supposed to make you feel good. Well, not anymore. I've been feeling that math is the best for absolute beginners, those who are returning from serious illness or injury, and elite athletes who need a discipline to slow them down to reset. Of course, these three groups will run faster after 12 weeks of math. For me though, and others who have posted here, it all seems to destroy any gains we've made before we did the math. Celia's trying to get faster. She's feeling really frustrated. What advice can you give for Celia? And is math for everyone?
Look, nothing's going to be for everyone. I think that we must acknowledge. And I think anybody who's so sure that something is the only way or the way has a limited understanding of what else exists out there. So I think that is the first thing to acknowledge, is that I would agree that math is absolutely not for everybody. Then I don't know if this is the case in Celia's, and I suspect it wouldn't actually make a difference with her anyway. But I do think it's just important for everybody listening that when we do the math test, there's a couple of basics that we must get in place so we are absolutely sure that we are comparing apples with apples, so that when we get to this kind of scenario, it also helps us to then make the right decision. We want it to be done at exactly the same place, at exactly the same time of day. That place preferably is going to be on a track. Why on a track? Because it's very easy to accurately measure 1 kilometer. No, we do not rely on the auto lap on our GPS devices. We do a manual lap on the K that the track says that we have run a K. It is more accurate than your GPS watch, I promise. And then similarly, on the road, perhaps it won't be accurately measured in the way that I'd like it to, that it's exactly a kilometer. But when we do our first test, wherever the 1 kilometer mark is, we need to have an actual physical mark on the road so that you know for future tests, we're going to lap the watch at exactly the same place for all five. Okay, we're going to do the test with a accurate heart rate monitor that's going to be a chest strap of some sort. So if we're getting those basics in place and we're getting the type of results that we're getting from Cecilia, then we start looking at other things that may impact the successfulness of math. And that, again, means that we need to look at the principle. What is the principle that we're trying to work on with the math? The principle that we're working on with the math is we want to make sure that we are training at around about 80% or easier of our threshold heart rate. As we get older, we do have to make some allowances for that. And an example of that is that certainly once people hit 60, 65 in particular, I find that you should probably add 10 onto the 180 minus age formula. I typically like people to at least just get going on the new formula, especially if they have had an injury, especially if they have been sick. But in this instance, we've been going now for 8 weeks, and I would be very comfortable, you know, 8 weeks in. There still aren't really races on the calendar that we're working towards. I'd like to see 4 more weeks of math just with the added 10 beats. And then thereafter, we would almost certainly put, unless there was a very good reaction and suddenly things clicked into place, then perhaps we would extend the map a little bit. But in Celia's case, I suspect we'll be putting her onto a specific plan, gearing her towards a specific time, and that will then change the intensities of those runs, because we'll be basing, they'll be pace based rather than heart rate based. But I think if she adds this 10, that's certainly going to move her away from the slow walking. And yeah, of course, once I've had a look at the question properly in the forums, there may also be a few other things that we can use, like perhaps there are we know what the threshold is, or we know what the peak heart rate is, then we can actually dial in and calculate exactly what zone 2 is, and that often adds in a further 3 or 4 beats. And so she might find that somewhere between 10 and 13 to 16 beats higher than where she is now is actually where she needs to be to elicit the type of changes we are looking for from MAF.
Brilliant. Cecilia, I hope that helps. Yeah, keep engaging in the forums. We do know, and that's what we love about what we do, is it's not always sunshine and roses. Sometimes we do need to work through these sorts of things to find solutions for the individual, and that's exactly why we do have access to the forums and access to the coaches and the live Q&A calls as well. So do keep chatting to us, and let's get you into that, as Lindsay said, that zone that's specific to you, and then we'll definitely start seeing results. So Lindsay, as always, thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated, and we look forward to catching up again soon.
Yep, we do. Cheers.
Hey, it's Brad here. Before I go, if you're coming back from an injury, or if you're just starting out running and are looking for a sensible training plan to get you on track, then our MAF training plans are exactly what you need. You can get access to them, as well as our team of expert coaches in the Coach Parry Training Club right now. To join the club, simply head over to coachparry.com/club or click the link in your podcast player now.